Stop. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد reading from the كتاب فضائل الأعمال the virtues of actions in the section the virtues of salah these virtues have been mentioned by Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام to encourage us to come into amal and the most important amal in the life of a Muslim is salah. After iman it is salah, the first amal to be reckoned and to be taken account of from the day of qiyamah will be a person's salah. Hadith number 5, turning to salah in all difficulties. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened to face any difficulty, he would at once turn to salah. This is a prescription for all our problems. Put our head down before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As our elders say, two rakat salah and two tears. Two rakat salah and two tears at 2 o'clock in the morning. And all the work will get done. Can't make it 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon also, no problem. Allah tells us, there's no close time. Hazrat says, when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you never find the time. When you dial the correct number to Allah, you never hear some secretary saying, press 1 for English, 2 for Zulu, 3 for Afrikaans. Whatever language, you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You never hear engaged tone also. Boss is busy right now, he's in the meeting. Or you can't take any calls right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is available 24/7. Any time of the day. There's no downtime, there's no load shedding. And to the extent Hazrat says also, that even if you can't speak right now, even if you can't speak, right now the people around you, then too Allah ta'ala knows the language of the heart. Person is dumb, he lifts his hands, the tongue can't move, the heart is speaking. Allah Ta'ala knows the language of the heart also. We can ask with the heart also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that we turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, two rakat salah, two tears, 2 o'clock in the morning, and all the work will get done inshallah. Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened to face any difficulty, he would at once turn to salah. Salah is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To resort to salah at the time of worry is to hasten towards His mercy. When there's something that is worrying a person, then two rakat salah. And definitely the doors of Allah will open as long as there's no haram in a person's life. There's no haram, there's no riba. Otherwise the Hadith Sharif says a person may go for Hajj also, hold the ghilaf of the Ka'batullah. Go to Maidani Arafah, Mina, Muzdalifah. The Hadith Sharif says he goes to Hajj and he raises his hands and he calls out, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that ta'amu haram, wa sharabu haram. And the Hadith calls on, fa'anna lahu al-ijaba. That he's coming all the way to Baytullah. He's in Arafah right now, the best day of the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat is outpouring. But then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that he's allowed to come. And this we mention over and over again, that a person goes for Hajj and Umrah every year. And we say to him also, you accept every year you go. Ibrahim Salah Jisab mentions, doesn't mean you accepted, Allah Ta'ala allowed you to come. You have to get yourself accepted. You can go there and sleep also, or sit in the musalla in the hotel, or go to the executive lounge and enjoy the qahwa, etc. Or Muslim Taraweeh. Only 10 rakats Taraweeh and that's it. Sunnah, the main sunnah of the month, the 10 rakats Taraweeh, is that sunnah, 20 rakats Taraweeh. So I was there, Umrah, I was there last 10 days, but the main sunnah you left out. Qiyamul-Layl is nafil. Is that sunnah? This is the precise sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By reading Qiyamul-Layl, it will not be a substitute with the 10 rakats Taraweeh. Therefore the khatam is incomplete. And year after year, khatam incomplete. Khatam is incomplete. Here is the month of Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. The month of Ramadan is auspicious because the Quran is revealed in the month of Ramadan. To fast during the day and to listen to Quran at night. There is in Taraweeh, man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the person who stands up in Taraweeh salah. In Taraweeh salah, iman with iman, And ihtisaban, with the hope of gaining reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanb. All his past are forgiven. This foremost is Salatul Taraweeh, the complete Salatul Taraweeh. Not 8 rakats, not 10 rakats, 20 rakats. Now we ask them, brothers in the haram also, how come 10 rakats? They say, yeah, COVID ki nuhusat. One of the old workers over 30 years, this is the evil effect of COVID. COVID starts in, so they left it their 10 rakats. He said, don't know, no proof for it, there's no logical sense behind it, just 10 rakats. Therefore we make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The time when you were 20 rakats, the nur was different. The nur in haram was different, you could feel a vibrancy. And now you stood and made dua, subhanAllah, was different. And now the rush to come out, and then the ummah is going into all the coffee shops and all the malls. And that's Umrah in Ramadan, I was there, tick the box, bucket list fulfilled. This year we got it again. This is Ramadan. How you spend your Ramadan, the whole year will come out like that. Therefore, brothers that are going also, should encourage them, make sure you complete your Taraweeh. Make sure you make, there's two sunnahs. One sunnah is 20 rakats Taraweeh, and the second sunnah is Quran Khatam. There are two different sunnahs. If I finish my Quran Khatam already, doesn't mean my Taraweeh is over. My Quran Khatam is complete, I still have 20 rakats Taraweeh for the whole month. Two separate sunnahs. Then you get the full barakat. Ramadan is about fasting and Taraweeh. These are two main aspects of the month of Ramadan that makes it auspicious. And therefore, go to Haramain Sharifain also, such an important amal. The one is the fast of the day and the Taraweeh at night. Qiyamul Layl Nafil, even the Tawaf also is Nafil. Some people during Taraweeh making Tawaf also. The Tawaf also is Nafil. And therefore, we have to go to Ulama Ikram and learn our deen. Put things into perspective. What is Farz right now? What is Wajib? What is Sunnah Muakkada? Ghair Muakkada? Nafil. What is happening? Our deen is all based on emotion and feeling. I feel this is now elating, very nice. I'm going to enjoy this. What's Farz right now you're not doing? But Sunnah Muakkada you're not doing. It's all about feeling. It's all about what a feeling it was to be there. And the witr namaz and the dua, etc. It's all about the feeling. Sharia is not about feeling. It's not about how you feel. It's about obedience, submission. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Remember the time when his Rabb, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Rabb said to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim, أَسْلِمْ, surrender. Servitude, surrender. Then he mentioned, Quran goes on, قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ. And he replied, أَسْلَمْ. Oh my Allah, I have surrendered myself. لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The Rabb al-Alamin, to the Rabb of the universe. So it's our submission to the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, not what I feel is nice. It is a Sharia. Allah ta'ala give us understanding. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would listen to what salat. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When anything was a worry to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then immediately he will resort to salah. At the time of worry is to hasten towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah's mercy comes to the rescue, they can remain absolutely no worry. There are many ahadith concerning this practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I remember a car guzari from brother. He was informants in Jama'at. Arab brother. For them at that time to get extension of visa in India was very difficult. So he only had a 2-month visa more or less. So it was almost coming to expiry day. So he went to the embassy to get an extension. But he knew the hadith. And yaqeen upon the hadith. Conviction. Allah will do it. If it doesn't happen, there's some wisdom, some hikmat. Allah will give it somewhere else. But I tapped into the unseen system of Allah. I did my job. Now it's left to Allah. وَفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I've handed over my affair to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And no amal will go wasted. Some way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show me the fruits of that amal that I did. Whatever it may be. So he went to the embassy with the local sati, local brother from Nizamuddin. But together with his passport, he took his musalla with him. He took his musalla with him. It was a concern, it was a worry. I got to finish my 4 months. Stood in the queue, waited in the line. Finally when he came and they saw his passport, so the Arab passport, one of the Arab countries, sorry, no extension for Arabs. Sorry, no extension for Arabs. So no problem. Even one corner of the embassy over the Musalla. Two rakat salah. Two rakat salah. Then he joined the queue again. And the long queue, he came back. Person saw him. Weren't you here just now? He said, yes. So what do you come for then? Extension. I just told you no extension. He says, no problem. Then back to the corner. Over the Musalla again. There two rakat salah. Asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came again. Joined the queue. Same person he came to. Brother, you have a problem. You don't understand English. I understand English. So what's the problem? Say, I want extension. Say, I told you no extension. And then he took the passport and he stamped it, rejected. Now really, if we see that stamp rejected, we said, inna lillahi wa inna. Bury it now. Janaza ho gaya. Then too, he went to the corner. Two rakat namaz again. Shut the wealth. Is that the talent? Is that what I know? Is that my context? Yes, we use when we have to. But after tapping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala system, two more rakat salah, made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one controller of hearts. Joins the queue again. Then he comes, the same person again. Say, oh brother, you got a big problem. Yes, big problem means resort to salah. Did you see your passport? It's rejected. Don't you understand? Say, I understand. So why you still came again? Then he replied. He says, the extension of my visa doesn't depend on you. It depends on the one who I make sajda to. Once he gives the extension, you can't stop it. When he heard that, he hit the heart. Say, bring your passport here. Gave it to him, he turned the page, extended. Say, please go. Please go. So he turned his attention away from the creation. But the main thing, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, should not be ta'amu haram wa sharabu haram. That his eating is haram, his drinking is haram, his income is haram, living to the banks. فَأَنَّا لَهُ الْإِجَابَةِ. Where will his dua be accepted? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, his dua will not be accepted. He can hold the ghilaf of the Kaaba. He can go to Hajar al-Aswad. He hasn't made tawbah. He hasn't made some plan to get out of the banks and out of the interest. He can make dua upon dua upon dua. Dua will not be accepted. His wishful thinking. He has to remove himself from that situation. Make a firm azam. Make some plan. I'll take it to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and get it approved. Insan will reject it. Allah will approve it. We have to understand also. The person is involved in interest. Does Allah want him to remain in that? No. Allah wants him out. Whether really you want to come out. What azam you have, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ. When you made an azam and you have a resolution and coming out of it, the Quran says, فَتَوَكَّلْ. Are we ready for tawakkul? Now you are going to take a knock. It is going to happen. You'll have to have sabr. You'll have to have sabr. And Quran says, وَإِن تَسْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. For sabr, you need taqwa also. Hadith Sharif says, when it comes to rozi especially, seek your rozi with sabr and taqwa. It's going to be difficult. The entire existence will be shaken up. You'll have to lose also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, sabr and taqwa. What is taqwa? The avenues of haram will open. Avenues of haram will open, they invite you. You think now, I don't think it was going to happen. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Two rakat salah? 2 tears, 2 o'clock in the morning. That must happen. When that will happen, Allah will open it. But the avenues of haram will open. That will come to you. On the app, you'll find finally one notification. You just press the button, you get a loan. You get a loan, 55 days, 65 days, interest-free loan. They said, Allah Pak sent it. Allah Pak didn't send it. FMB sent it. And they're waiting to catch you. They're waiting to catch you. You know in 65 days, 55 days, it's not going to happen. Wishful thinking, I'll just roll with this, and he'll make it in the 55 days. By 50th day, already I'm sakrat. Ya Allah, it didn't happen. Is that going to happen? Because that app now is not a two rakat salah. The two rakat salah is a musalla. And your 2 tears. And 2 o'clock in the morning. So Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned sabr and taqwa. Lot of sabr you need. Be patient. Allah will open it. Turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Cut down all the extras and everything else. If I can't make it for Umrah, I'm not going for Umrah also. That was ibadat. Not going is ibadat. This shouldn't be based upon this feeling. You have to go. If you don't go, then that feeling, what people will say, We living for Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati. O Nabi of Allah, say to them that all my salah, physical ibadat, wa nusuki, and my nusuk of hajj and qurbani, all my monetary ibadat, wa mahyaya, and my living, and my death is only for Allah, not for the people. That's why some ulama say you must believe the entire creation is blind. Entire creation is blind. Only Allah can see me. I do everything for Allah. Allah give us understanding. So when it comes to resorting to salah, this is the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similar was the practice of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who followed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in everything. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, whenever a strong wind blew, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would immediately enter the masjid. I would not leave until the wind had stopped. Similarly, at the time of a solar or lunar eclipse, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would begin offering salah. There's also a sunnah when the solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, solar happens during the day, then there's jamaat salah with it and dua. Lunar eclipse during the night, that's individual in the home. When a wind blows also, when it's get dark in Madinatul Munawwara, the Nabi of Allah always had this fear, shouldn't be the qiyamah is coming. So you go to the masjid and make dua and do two rakat salah. The Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was informed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that all the previous anbiya and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alayhimu salatu wa salam also turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all difficulties through salah. As Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was once on a journey. On his way, he received the news of the death of his son. Received the news of his... We'll understand from these riwayats. The Sahaba Ikram didn't only have ilm, but that ilm was strongly joined to amal. And how strong it was also, they were absolutely conscious, alert, chokanna. They were alert, what is the command of Allah now, what should I do now? That was absolutely on the top. Then what is the command? First was shariat, second was intelligence, third was emotion. Our deen is running on emotion. Emotion, then intelligence, then Sharia last. The Sahaba Ikram was first Sharia, that was it. Submission to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So here he hears the news of his son passing away. And see his reaction. That is why we say it's Friday night, Masjid al-Hilal, we have Talim of Isha, the Kitab called Hayatu Sahaba. By hearing the incidents of Sahaba as we listen now, we will understand the mindset. We will understand the emotions, we will understand how they handle the situation. This is the way to go. Ashabi kal nujum, bi'ayhim iqtadaytum, ihtadaytum. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, although the riwayat is some kalam of Shaykh al-Hadith will say, but the ma'ana is correct. Ashabi ikram are like guiding stars. Whichever one of them you follow, you will be rightly guided. I lost my son, now what do I do? Now we will do commonly. Person loses his mind. What happened? Where? And we should know the whole circumstances. Abdullah bin Abbas was suhta, was suhbati after. He had the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the amazing thing about Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, at the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he didn't even have a strand of hair on his chin also. He was a young boy still. The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi of Allah made dua for him because of his khidmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He would wait at tahajjud time with the water ready. And the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be waiting there. He was eager, he wanted to learn, he wanted to be close to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The Nabi of Allah made dua for him till he became the master and the leader in tafsir of Quran Sharif. So he on his way, he received the news of the death of his son. He descended from his camel and offered two rakats of salah. First, two rakats of salah. Sitting in tashahud for a long time, he then recited, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So, Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where you got this from? Where did you get this amal from? We should also follow the same example. And then he said, I have done what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do in the Quran Sharif. What was first? Shariat. Fulfill the command of Allah. Then use your mind, intelligence. Then the emotion thereafter. That is, seek Allah's help with patience and Salah. What's the ayat? يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. O people of Iman, seek Allah's help. استعينوا بالصبر, with patience and salah. He was patient on the command. He was patient upon the news of his son's demise. Descended from the camel, two rakat salah. We can imagine the pleasure of Allah. He put his head down. I took back his amanat, and he is happy with it. Yes, you will grieve as human beings. When Nadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, once it became very dark during the day in Madinatul Munawwara, I hurriedly went to Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu to find out if he had ever experienced similar conditions during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at how the eagerness was. Tell me, what was the guidance of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam? Like solar eclipse, lunar eclipse. There also, we heard the hadith and the riwayat. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would go to the masjid. Now the ummah, where they go? Outside, see the lunar eclipse, see the solar eclipse. I got 3D glasses also. Take pictures, take out the, everything has about the phone. Take out the phone. Whereas ulama say, is it the time to look at the solar eclipse? Why? Something which is frightening for a believer. Allah is showing his qudrat that all his heavenly bodies, I can move it as I want to. I can move them as I want to, the moon, the sun, the earth, I can line them up if I want. And if I want to release it also, who's going to stop me? I will just release the sun on the earth, who's going to stop Allah? This is the time to resort to salah. To come to salah, to turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But you know, when it comes to the West, and the media, they tell you beforehand, solar eclipse, and all go out and the view the solar eclipse, what is happening out there, or the lunar eclipse. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, when he was asked by Nadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that what was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to me, Ma'ad Allah, meaning I seek protection in Allah, during those blessed days, whenever the wind blew strong, you would hurry to the masjid, fearing that it should be the approach of Qiyamah. They were so conscious of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every given moment. That is why ulama say it's so important to stay with the people that are conscious of Allah's commands. I will see before eating bismillah, after eating, dastarkhan, going down the stairs subhanallah, going up the stairs Allahu Akbar, leaving the masjid with the left leg, reading dua, entering, conscious all the time in the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykh al-Hadith, the author of this kitab, Allah Fulis Qabr Nur, Rijin Jannatul Baqi, is mentioned about him, and his home was just a few steps away from Babu Jibril, Babu Nisa. It was very close, right there outside the Masjid al-Haram at that time. It's mentioned about him in his final illness, had a double-story house, right next to the Masjid al-Nabwi. And it's mentioned, when Yusuf Mutala had mentioned this to us, Buri, who was very, very close to Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, one of the most senior and close khulafa of his, grew up in Saharanpur also, and studied there by the Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali. So he mentioned, at the time of the demise of Hazrat Shaykh, he was there in Madinah Munawwara in the house, or somewhere nearby. And the masturat and the ladies were together. And then they got the news, the men just outside, wherever they were, that the Shaykh al-Hadith had just passed to him. Later on, when he met his family and his apa and his wife, so she said, I saw something amazing today. So what is it? He says, when the Shaykh al-Hadith's Begum Sahiba, his apa and his wife, was upset, got the news that the Shaykh has just passed away. Look at her reaction. How alert! Shariat was first. She said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Abbas, I'm looking at her. At her reaction, she removed her bangles, her earrings, and her chain. She said, what are you doing? Then my iddat has begun. It's the command of Allah that in iddat you should not dress up. Subhanallah. So conscious of the command of Allah right now. That immediately she took out all her jewelry. My iddat has begun, and as respect to the bond of nikah that I had with the Shaykh, this is iddat. That now you've lost the bond of nikah because your husband has left the world out of respect and ihtiram. for the bond of nikah that is broken, therefore a woman sits in iddat. Therefore she sits in iddat. Immediately, absolutely conscious of the command of Allah. Didn't lose her mind. Inna lillah, removed the jewelry, now she began to grieve. Fulfill the command of Allah first. Then will come my emotions. Allah Ta'ala give us that we have minds and so conscious of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whenever the members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family experience difficulty, this is the household, this is what you should teach our family also. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would instruct them to perform salah. Any difficulty, 2 rakat namaz. As you mentioned, 2 rakat salah, 2 tears, 2 o'clock in the morning. How long that will take? 15 minutes. It will take 15 minutes, not 2 minutes, 15 minutes. It will take 2 minutes. But this ummah, everything is times 10. Man jaa bil hasana, falahu ashru amthaliha. It will take the 2 minutes times 10, make it 20 minutes, inshallah. Rasulullah s.a.w. would instruct them to perform salah and would recite the following verse of the Quran Sharif. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالصَّبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنَ رْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Divine prescription. Have any problem? You tell them, read 2 rakat salah. Read 2 rakat salah, and you would quote this. Either Quran Sharif, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the first address of Quran Sharif, and instruct your family, and command your family to perform salah, and be constant yourself day in. Look at the tartib of Quran Sharif also. Allah Pak doesn't say you must perform first and then tell them. Allah says make ta'lim first. Tell the family by you instructing them, you will get stronger. They command them to perform salah and thereafter you also be steadfast upon it. Do not ask you to provide sustenance. Look at the ayat. Allah mentions salah. Connect to the salah is your sustenance. We do not ask you to provide sustenance. They provide it for you. And the hereafter is for the righteous. He said in a hadith that when somebody has a need, whether it is of this life or the hereafter, whether it concerns Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or some creation person, he should make an effort wudu, he should make a perfect wudu and effort 2 rakats of salah. Wahab ibn Munabbih rahimahullah ta'ala writes, have your needs fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through salah. In the past, if a difficulty came to the people, they would hurry towards salah. Allah Ta'ala make the reality for us also. These ahadith, my dear brothers, will become a reality when we hear them over and over and over again. We hear them over again in the halqa of ta'lim, in the masjid, read it at home again. Till that 2-year-old child hears this so much, that when he wants something also, he falls into sajda. Because the mother tells him, you want food, 2 rakat namaz. So he'll go, you know how it is, 2 rakat namaz. And it happened to a youngster also. But they trained him up like that. Anything you want, ask Allah. You want anything, ask Allah. Ask Allah. Ask Allah. So he was trained. So his mother brought him up in the same tarteeb. That every day he would, whenever he wanted lunch, the afternoon, mother would attend 2 rakat namaz. So she would put him on the musalla and prepare his food. Then she would leave it on the dasturkhan. Then when he would come into the kitchen, then his mother would tell him, say, Allah packs in the food for you. Allah sent the food for you. And he will rejoice, Allah Pak sent it. And he believed it. And we should believe it also. Behind the scenes, when we read 2 rakat salah, they are causing commotion in the unseen right now. Everybody is getting prepared. Everybody is getting prepared from there, and it descends down, Allah puts people in motion. So he will say, oh, Allah Pak sent it. Allah sent my food. Allah sent my food. And as he grew up, this became a normal habit of his. But a certain day, he was returning from madrasa or from school. And it was lunchtime also. His mother would be waiting for him. And he knew the normal tartib, come home, 2 rakat namaz, and my food will be ready. And that day his mother had to leave the house. She had to leave the house and she understood that she will not be back in time to prepare his lunch. Now she was parishan. All these years of effort is going to get wasted now in missing one lunch. He came from school, madrasa. He came home, shouted for the mother. She wasn't there. She was out. But his normal tartib, made his wudu, went on to the musalla, 2 rakat salah, went into the kitchen and the food was there. Mother came rushing back after some time. Oh, my son, you ate? Gee, I ate. What you ate? And he said, whatever he ate. Where the food was? So he put it every day. Then she just kept watching, understood. Then in reality, all these years, his salah pulled his food. I was only the one in between delivering it. They already had yaqeen upon Allah, Allah will send my food. And Allah sent it for him to protect his iman and yaqeen also. But for us to train, they must hear this, years they say, whenever I wanted anything, my father told me, ask Allah. Ask Allah to put it into my heart and to put the note in my wallet. To put the note in my wallet and to put it into my heart. Let the child make this dua and inshallah this will continue for generations. Allah will do it. Is that my father? Is that my mother? Is that the wealth? Is my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, to make amal inshallah.